never a pretty thing. When it broke, those thousands of men who once were an orderly, deadly machine of steel and flesh suddenly began to writhe and wither like a slug dipped in salt. Friends trampled friends. Hollowed banners stamped with a dozen great victories were cast down in the mud. Cowards knocked heroes over the head and stole their boots. The ground became a gory crimson slush. The mad prince, Banrik Sahan, did not tarry to watch his army disintegrate. Not yet 40, he had fought in more battles than most men twice his age, and he knew the signs of defeat when he saw them. He had been the commander of the most feared, disciplined, and deadly army in the West, the conqueror of kingdoms, the sacker of cities, the scourge of Galaspin, Saldar, and Eretheria. He had bent the whole of the Trell Valley to his will. He had been on the verge of besieging the ancient city of Saldar itself. His enemies, bogged down in an endless war in Aline against the vast legions of the Khalsari Empire, could do nothing but watch the victories pile about his feet and hear the tales of their defiant kinsmen's heads mounted on pikes. That, however, had been before the rout. Before Kalasa. Sahan could scarcely think about the place now without bellowing his rage, though there was no one but his exhausted horse to hear him. His mind was still reeling at how his enemies had managed to accomplish it. How he had been duped.
Fooled! Made into a mockery for all the world to laugh at!
He pressed his heels into the horse's flanks. It was sweating, despite the chill of autumn and the harsh winds blowing down from the snow-capped dragon's spine to the east. The arrow shafts protruding from the horse's flanks gave it an uneven gait. He suspected it would die soon. It occurred to him that he had no idea whose horse this was. He didn't even know if it belonged to one of his men or one of the enemy. He supposed it scarcely mattered. Either way, he'd kill it under him and be glad of it. Sahan's heart burned. Bile bit at the back of his throat. His eyes were wide and could scarcely focus on anything for long. He wanted to reach out and throttle someone, anyone, if doing so could just abate the mind-numbing anger that seemed to consume him from his toes to his ears. It would have been easier, so much easier, if the defeat had been someone else's fault. If he could not, even now, see how obvious the trap was in retrospect. Kalasa. City of Vineyards, heart of the Saldorian Dominion, gatekeeper to the approaches of Saldar itself. A little walled city of crumbling battlements and pretty wooden houses. A road apple, a practice run for Sahan's siege crews. It was so obvious he would attack there. Varner must have seen it coming for weeks. They were probably giving the fool parades at this very moment. The Magi of the Arcanostrum were gifting him something grand and powerful and ancient. They were setting laurels upon his brow. The horse stumbled. He leapt clear, rolling to his feet even as the beast hit the dirt. Its flanks shuddered with exhaustion. Its tongue lolled out like a dog's. It didn't get up. Sahan drew his broadsword, still bloodstained from battle, and muttered an angry and guttural incantation to draw the Fey energy into the blade. The steel glowed orange-white with the influx of power, as though just drawn from a furnace. He looked in the horse's wild, bloodshot eye, sorcerous heat making it sweat steam. He raised the sword over his head and dropped it in one heavy stroke. The Fey energy was released, ripping the horse apart into fist-sized chunks of charred flesh and boiling blood. Sahan looked at what was left of it, the saddle, now on fire, and some bits of bone. He didn't feel any better. Overcome with heat, the sword began to melt in his hand. He threw it away. It had been 3 days since the battle. His mind's eye could still see the flames consuming the rooftops, hear the crackle of the painted facades as they withered beneath the heat. He smelled the smoke. He'd watched the city burn for 36 hours, congratulating himself on the quality of incendiaries he'd used, sending his compliments to the war engine crews, drinking agra with his officers like it was the eve of his damned wedding,